We've put a lot of time in on studying Kansas City, have a ton of respect for them.
All right, that's Brian Hoyer, quarterback of the Houston Texans. Earlier this week, Drew, Danielle, and Brian of the Brian T or Brian, we'll go with both. How about
BTS,
that?
Whatever
BTS,
it takes.
Yeah, behind the scenes. He's quarterback. He's under center. Bill O'Brien, very confident in him. The rest of this team, very confident in him. What are a couple things you like most about Brian Hoyer? Because you played against this guy.
I did. And one thing that stick out about him is just he's battle-tested. This guy's been through a lot. You know, he's seen a lot, of course, when he was with New England. And now he had the chance to hold the reins when he was with the Browns for a while. So I feel like they have a great quarterback who understands how to manage the game. He's been through it. And I personally felt like that should have been maybe the starting quarterback at the beginning. I'm not a big fan of a lot of quarterback controversy and battling. Yeah. I like to have my quarterbacks. This is you, the guy.
And you like picking them off, too. So, which you were pretty good at in your career. What about you, Brian? Two things that you think Brian Hoyer is going to do really well here.
Number one, this offense is about the offense. It's about the system. So this is the best quarterback they've had thus far that can work with this system. Now, it's all a big if, just like that defense and the depth that we talked about. But if Brian Hoyer can just do the right things, not turn the ball over, game manage, not in the very conservative sense, the best possible term of game manage, he actually has a nice deep touch. He's good in the crossing patterns. And here's the thing about Brian Hoyer that no one talks about. They can roll this guy out. You can never really roll Matt Schaub out that much because he wasn't that mobile. Ryan Mallett's a statue. Tom Savage can't move. Brian Hoyer actually can move pretty well. If he can stay healthy, not turn the ball over, you go with that running game and that defense, he might be the best quarterback that Bill O'Brien's had.
Yeah, you know, you bring up something that was not shown at all in the preseason, Brian Hoyer and his legs. Now, nobody's saying he's going to run the wishbone and do stuff like that, but how important is that? What sort of stress does that put on a defense, Daniel?
Well, nowadays, you got to be able to have a quarterback and get those sneaky yards, those hidden yards. You know, when guys are playing great defense, covering receivers, zones or not, they're picking up things. You want to be able to get a guy that can scramble a little bit, you know, keep the play alive, you know, and I think with that quarterback, they definitely got a chance of doing that.
What's a question you have about Brian Hoyer?
The turnovers, the interceptions. I mean, what happens when, let's say, they're stuffing the line and you don't have Arian Foster back for those first three or four games? We think Alfred Blue can do it. We don't know. But can Brian Hoyer throw for 300-plus yards, a couple touchdowns, and not throw for three picks? That's right. Been his problem through his career. And, you know, when it went well with Cleveland last year, he was efficient. He wasn't turning the ball over. When it went bad, he was turning the ball over. He tends to be kind of like Ryan Fitzpatrick at times. He tends to maybe, you know, risk a little too much, makes gunslings it a little too much. If Brian Hoyer can be efficient and just run this offense and make the right decisions at the right times, it's going to work. If he tries to do too much, it's not going to work.
Efficiency, staying within the system, what he's talking about. What do you want to see tomorrow from Brian Hoyer?
I just want to see him just manage the game the proper way. I mean, it's the first game. It's hard to really tell what you want to see. Of course, you want the quarterback to throw like seven touchdowns and all that. But, you know, I mean, nowadays, it's kind of tough with you playing the coming up against Kansas City. That's a great defense. I just want to see him manage the team well when they're in sticky situations, knowing when to put the ball in defense hands, let them go out. And the same way with the defense. I would love to see them make plays to get the offense a chance to play.
First game of the season, you know, the Texans haven't lost a season opener since 2009. How important is a quick start? Because we've seen this team go 2-0 the last 5 years, and some of those years were great. Some were not.
Right.
You know, what do you think about a 2-0, 1-0 start?
That's your morale, man. And when you are up 1-0, I mean, that's all you can worry about, just that week ahead. I mean, that week you're on. You win that, and you prepare for the next week. But all you think about is the week that you're on. And the Texans doing that, I mean, I can remember when we were playing like that, it was really hard to beat us. It was really, really hard to beat us. And you jump out to that start, everybody is watching.
Good for the mindset.
Good for the mindset.
Yeah, and look, this team went 9-7 last year with four quarterbacks. They did a lot with Bill O'Brien in his first year, but they want to get to 10-6, 11-5. They want to make the playoffs. Week one can be overrated in the NFL, but this is a huge game for the Texans because week two is at Carolina against Cam Newton and the Panthers. So they need to win this game, as Daniel said, get that momentum, get that 1-0 in the hole, and move forward with this year.
All right, we all play fantasy football. You play fantasy football. So John Harris has something even better than fantasy football. Here's Johnny with the FanDuel update.
Hey, week one of the NFL season is here. It's time to play America's favorite game, FanDuel, and we got your FanDuel formula for week one. Let's start with running back Doug Martin at $6,900. He's one of the best values on the board. They're facing the Tennessee Titans run defense. They were 31st in the league last year against the run. This is great value at your $60,000 budget. Number two, let's throw the football a little bit. A lot of guys are really expensive this week as wide receivers. But how about Brandon Cooks? He's going to be Drew Brees' go-to wide receiver in New Orleans. It's a tough matchup with Arizona, but you know he's going to see plenty of targets, and at $7,400, tremendous value. And let's finish with Golden Tate. Everybody knows about Calvin Johnson. He's $9,000 plus. But how about Golden Tate at $7,100 against San Diego? This guy is a superstar, and there is your FanDuel formula. If you want to be part of it, go to HoustonTexans.com/FantasyPass. That's HoustonTexans.com/FantasyPass, and you can play free against me and hundreds of others. We'll be right back after this break.